Hey there, fellow educators. It has been a few busy weeks with another school quarter coming to an end and gearing up for some well-deserved rest and relaxation during spring break. I'm here to briefly share some revelations about side hustling while teaching that have been just running through my mind for the past couple of weeks. And if the question running around your mind is, can I start an online side hustle too? Then stick around to hear about the upcoming series starting this week that will help you get started. Welcome to Teach, Hustle, Grow, the podcast that aims to turn frustration into freedom, empowering you to thrive in both your teaching career and side hustle. Join us as we explore the path to success and discover the strategies to unlock your full potential. I'm Tenille Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. It's the final stretch of the school quarter. We are ending quarter three and marching into quarter four, and my classroom is buzzing with creativity and energy. Well, some days. My students are immersed in projects, writing, and assessments after reading The Diary of Anne Frank. And this is just a quick step before we step into testing season. And I find myself admiring my students' growth, their talents and abilities. Some of my students praised the project because it tapped into everything that they enjoy doing. Some grumbled at the requirements, of course, and others stressed their progress on a selection test that they recently took. And I'm left to ponder on my part in their growth and evolution. And as teachers, we often quickly reflect on what we can do better and how to enhance or grow for the following lesson or project. At least I do. And I'm sure you do too. These thoughts then lead me to think about my own side hustle and how I see fellow teachers evolving and growing and finding their side hustles that fit their talents, abilities, and time perfectly. From coaching fellow teachers on side hustle strategies to reflecting on my own entrepreneurial evolution, I've witnessed firsthand the transformative power of seizing opportunities beyond the classroom walls. Just like my students' projects evolve from extremely rough sketches to polished presentations, my own side hustle journey underwent a series of transformations before it hit its stride. So, for this very short episode, I want to dive into taking a look from both my classroom and entrepreneurial journey. And it's just a mere four steps, but I want you to just sit back, take a moment, and listen. See if this applies to you. So the first step is to remember those moments in the classroom when you witnessed your students light up with excitement. It's similar to what happened with the project. I was surprised that some of them actually praised me on certain projects that I've done throughout the year that they've enjoyed. So pay attention to those sparks. They hold the key to uncovering your passions, talents, and abilities. Just as I discovered my love for projects inspired by their recent reading of The Diary of Anne Frank, you too can tap into your interests to find side hustle opportunities that align with your passions. The second step is to embrace experimentation. In the classroom, we encourage our students to embrace experimentation and learn from their mistakes. But there's also revelations from the wins. It's not merely just learning from failures, but take a moment to see what actually worked. The same principle applies to entrepreneurship. I will reflect on the early days of my side hustle journey in an upcoming podcast series, where I experimented with various ideas and platforms before finding my niche in Pinterest marketing. And I will share so much more in that series about that. But don't be afraid to try new things. Pivot when necessary and view the setbacks as valuable learning experiences. The third step is to leverage your toolkit. I share with my students that they need to build a toolkit, and the toolkit is accessible to them wherever they are, whether they're taking an assessment and they have transition words that we've studied and committed to memory, or just a structure or framework for an essay or something that they're working on. It's much like preparing lesson plans and teaching materials for the classroom. Launching a successful side hustle requires careful planning and preparation. So assembling your toolkit by drawing on your teaching skills, whether it's crafting compelling content, your ability to leverage technology for online engagement, or honing your communication abilities, have a set of tools that you can reach for when starting your side hustle. And the last step is to stay resilient and adaptive. As educators, we're no strangers to adversity. We face it head on, daily, sometimes multiple times a day. So just as we adapt our teaching methods or our approach to meet the needs of diverse learners, or just when the energy is slightly off in the classroom, we embrace resilience and adaptability when we start and begin our own side hustle. Reflect on the times when unexpected challenges arose in the classroom and how you persevered with creativity and determination. Each one of those moments built your skill set and abilities to adapt for continuous growth. And the same goes for your online side hustle. Each hurdle brings you closer to your goal. So, as we reflect on this short and quick framework, remember that your experiences in the classroom are invaluable assets on your journey towards entrepreneurial success. Whether you're a seasoned educator or just starting to explore the world of side hustles, trust in your abilities and embrace the transformative power of harnessing our potential to create options and opportunities. All right, fellow educators, ready to take the next step towards unleashing your teacher side hustle? Join us for our upcoming podcast series this week, where we will dive into each element of the teacher side hustle toolkit that will empower you to turn your dreams into reality. Remember, embrace the journey, take one tiny step in the direction of your side hustle dreams, and transform frustration into freedom. Connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, and other aha moments from today's episode. And if you know a fellow teacher that would love this episode and you want them to join you on this journey, please feel free to share this episode with them. And don't forget to like and follow so that way we can appear in your favorite podcast player for the upcoming series that is going to change and transform your life. Until next time, keep thriving in and outside of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.